Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
What if you don't like coconut?
You don't eat them.
Yeah, I don't like either of these.
I don't like coconut either. It's gross.
No. Well, they still make these candy bars?
They do, and they're very good. The Mounds bar is amazing. Because I like coconut.
They hand them out.
And marmalade. And all
a lot things. At Halloween. I'll just find like these Almond Joys and Penelope's bag, and because they, I think they make them in that cluster. So it's like, you know, you get the Snickers, the Almond Joy, the whatever candy
comes
bars
in a variety pack. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way they can sell them.
Probably.
Is to put them in with all the good stuff.
Yeah. My mom likes those.
Those and Crackles. But yeah. I like Crackles. Do they still make whatchamacallits?
They do.
That was a favorite of mine.
They changed the recipe, though, I feel like. They don't taste the same as they did when they first came out. They're not as crunchy.
Well, so many things don't quite taste the same as they did when we were kids. Like, yeah.
It is National Grab Some Nuts Day, as in almonds, cashews, and pecans.
Filberts?
Yes.
What is a filbert? I'm looking that
up. That's a big one. Isn't that the big one?
Nope. That's a different one.
What's the big one?
The Brazil nut.
That's a Brazil nut.
Oh.
America has more nuts than anyone else. 40% of the world's nuts are grown right here in the good old U.S.
of A. 40%?
40%.
Wow. Aren't we overachieving?
We lead all other countries in nut production.
Do we produce all nuts or do we have a specialty nut?
Almonds.
Peanuts,
we
too.
Almonds. We tend to produce more of those.
Are the big ones?
Yes. Filberts or hazelnuts.
Oh, hazelnuts.
What
I
do
love
you know?
Hazelnut.
I do too.
Have you ever had Frangelica?
I have.
Yes.
That's a hazelnut liqueur.
I like it. Good. I like it in the form of Nutella as well.
Yeah.
You know, Jen, I was going to tell you about, and I had to look this up before I told you about this, because my nephew, Jacob, sent me a picture the other day of a whatchamacallit, but it's called the Hoosie What's It.
A Hoosie What's It. Isn't that a relatively new candy bar?
It is. And that's why I had to look up the correct way to say it. So it's like the whatchamacallit, but evidently it has peanut butter cream instead of like the traditional. I think the other one has caramel in it.
Yeah.
So it's a new, and it's the fans voted for the name, and that's what it's called. So maybe you should try a Hoosie What's It.
Yeah, in front of the candy bar display and just kind of peruse, because I've been very lazy in my candy choosing lately. I just go for M&M's when there's so much more out there.
So much more out there.
Yeah.
You could take Frangelico, the hazelnut liqueur, pour that into a chocolate shot glass.
Really?
For some real party fun.
I do love those little chocolate shot glasses.
Yeah.
Those are cool.
Little pregame and fun.
Sure.
Before your night at Club XS.
Why not? Why not?
Yeah.
Maybe before the new kids show, you could get down on some Frangelica.
There you go.
We're going to get down on something.
Turns out women, maybe not that surprisingly, eat more nuts than men. Around 38% of Americans will eat nuts today. That includes all the nut butter we consume. Women over the age of 60, believe it or not, crave nuts the most.
I like nuts. I eat them every day. It's a heart healthy handful of nuts.
It really is.
Yeah, unless you've got
like 8 though.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is the serving size on the almonds. 8 unroasted almonds.
Unless you have an aversion to nuts
or some sort of GI issue where nuts get stuck in places and cause incredible pain.
Oh, well, that would
so
be good.
So chew your nuts.
But generally speaking, for most people, grabbing a handful of nuts is good for you. Latest study out of Harvard University found the more nuts you eat, the longer you live. Almonds have the most fiber.
See?
And macadamia nuts have a lot of healthy fats.
That's why I'm eating them every day. Daily dosing.
Every day. Does the body good. What else do we have here this morning? Let's talk about our jobs. Does your job make a meaningful contribution to the world?
Yes.
Or are you just going through the motions to keep paying that Netflix bill?
Well, yeah, the top two leading indicators or causes of depression are loneliness and lack of meaningful work. So if there are a lot of people that are feeling that their job is meaningless, that could be contributing to the massive amounts of depression that people seem to be suffering these days.
New poll found that 22% of Americans think their job is more or less meaningless.
More or less meaningless. 22%.
More or less. Yeah. Meaningless. Yeah. It's a job. I do it. It pays the bills. But
I think if we all look hard enough, we can find something that's meaningful in our work.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what it is that you do, there's something that you're doing to make the world a better place, don't you think?
Sure.
Yes.
Almost half of those people, though, said they still find it fulfilling in ways, whatever those ways are. And overall, two-thirds of Americans find their job very or somewhat fulfilling. But the poll found the most fulfilling jobs are in healthcare, education, law, nonprofit, or religious organizations, and government, of all things. This surprised me, though. Restaurant and tourism jobs ranked last. Hmm. Yet they're so necessary for people, you know?
Well, if you're working in the restaurant business and you feel like you're not contributing, know that each and every time Jeff visits your establishment, you are bringing incredible amounts of joy to his life.
Incredible amounts of joy.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think a wonderful server can make or break the dining experience.
100%.
You know, like I can tell you times I've had amazing service at restaurants and tell you what their names are and just was like, that enhanced the experience so much more.
And then you have like a regular, you go back and you want to sit in John's zone.
We have to
sarcastic.
Go see Grant.
Yeah.
Right.
So my parents, when they would come back and forth to my house here, they would stop at Cracker Barrel. At this specific Cracker Barrel in Champaign, Illinois. And they had a waitress there, Lori, that they got every single time. And my dad was a notorious, like, over-tipper. But they're super friendly with wait staff. But this particular server absolutely loved my parents. So my mom stopped there a couple weeks for the first time since my dad passed.
Oh.
And the waitress came over and she said to my mom, she said, I'm afraid to even ask, you know, about Larry.
Aww.
And so then my mom tells her and she breaks down.
Of course.
Lori did?
Yeah, the server did.
Because those people are like family to you for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Your regular customers?
Yeah. So it was super sweet. And then she's like, can you just show me a picture of him?
That's nice.
Isn't that sweet?
So sweet. I love that your mom went back there too and was, I'm sure that was a hard experience
for her.
It was.
I think she was
used to going with your dad.
Yeah. So there's one other restaurant they're going to have to hit. She hasn't been back to, and that's the Longhorn in Peoria.
Oh,
because they also have a server there that was their regular.
You'll have to go in and go with her.
Go with her.
Yeah. I know how much you love the steakhouse.
I do enjoy Longhorn.
Now I know where you get it from.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah, that apple does not fall far from
are you kidding? American chain restaurant.
Yes, are you kidding me?
Speaking of food, we post a lot of photos of food on social media, and this surprised me. It turns out some of them are outright lies. 40% of people admit that they posted pictures of food they didn't even actually eat.
Now, why would they do that?
I don't know. Maybe just posting something that, hey, this looks really good. Here's a little food porn for you. That includes pictures of other people's food or stuff you saw online that just looked enticing. Mm-hmm. And 57% of people who do it say they've actually staged or rearranged food on their plate to get a better shot.
Have you ever done that? Because you take some really nice food pictures. Do you stage it a little?
Well, I do try to get a good angle on it when I
and
shoot.
And the lighting,
for sure.
Sure.
It's hard to get the lighting sometimes.
But you got
to
move
the
food.
You hate to post something that is delicious, but if it doesn't look appetizing, people are like...
Yes, you need to do the meal justice.
That doesn't look very good. Well, the picture doesn't do it justice.
Nope.
Yeah, but you have to rearrange things sometimes, Jeff. Like if they put a piece of roll or something in the way of the other thing, you have to kind of sometimes move it around.
Now, if posting the food picture isn't enough and you're consumed with how many likes you get, then you should know the best food photos to post are of pizza, burgers, and specialty cocktails. Those are the ones that people say they seem to be drawn to the most.
I agree with that.
Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
good. Welcome to Jeff and Jen's Fake It For Real. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good.
Great. Well, we have your three headlines here. If you pick the real one, we're going to send you to Burns Garden Center, okay?
Tickets to the Killers.
Tickets to the Killers. Right. Tickets to the Killers.
Michelle, could you fly by the building and maybe give Jen a little wind?
Michelle, are you flying an airplane?
No, I'm driving a car.
Oh, my goodness. It sounds like an airplane.
Yeah, it does. It sounds like you're in like a little, what are those called, crop planes or prop plane or something?
It sounds like you're in a crop duster.
A crop duster.
No, I have you on speaker, though, so that might have
No, you're fine. We're just messing with you.
You had an alien encounter. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we'll have
Let's
to discuss
play
that
fake
later.
For real.
All right, so here we go. Which one of these headlines is the real one? Is it a prostitute from groom's bachelor party shows up at wedding with positive pregnancy test? Is it B, a groom shot a friend on his wedding day because he was having an affair with his new wife? Or C, bride with nervous stomach projectile vomits on priest during I do's?
I think it's B.
You're right. It is B.
Well done. Well done.
Nice.
Did you just go through the Lytle Tunnel a few minutes ago?
Maybe.
I heard the rumble strips, you know, like as you're, yeah, you have to slow down as you're going around the curve.
It was actually on 275 going on to 74.
Oh, gotcha. Well, listen, I'm going to put you on hold, and Fritz is going to pick up the other extension and get you set up and ready to go. But, yeah, you're going to see the Killers.
It's a great show. I've seen them before. They're fantastic.
I love them. I think it's going to be great.
Well, have a great time at the show. Thanks for being a part of our radio family and for having fun with us this morning.
Thank you guys for being so great all the time.
You hang on. Don't hang
you
on.
You have a good one.
So here's the story. 30-year-old Louisiana man named Devin Jones was on his way home from his wedding Saturday night with his bride and a male friend. I don't know what the male friend was doing there, but they got stuck in a bad traffic jam that was caused by a car crash, and were airing some dirty laundry.
Mm.
Devin accused the friend of having an affair with his new wife, and it got heated.
Jeez. Dang.
Do you think there was some alcohol involved?
Probably.
Fueling the discussion?
Probably.
This was after the reception, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Devin grabbed his gun.
Oh, my gosh.
Jumped out of the car and started chasing the friend through the stopped traffic, firing shots at him. One hit the friend in a leg, and another injured someone in another car because, you know, they're
just
running through
around.
Traffic,
yeah.
Firing indiscriminately like a jackass. The bride ran over to some first responders who were helping the victims of the crash that caused the traffic jam and said her husband was trying to kill her. Then she barricaded herself inside the ambulance. When Devin came after her, he was arrested for attempted murder and second-degree battery. The people he shot were flown to the hospital and are recovering. Keep in mind, Devin was wearing a tuxedo this entire time, and his wife is in a wedding dress.
Oh my God.
Quite a scene.
Yeah.
That is nuts. Yeah.
Yeah, that is crazy. Yeah. It's 12 after 7. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Coming up, a classic second date update. You might have missed the first time around, but...
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.